particular problem. The human life is so important that even the demigods in higher planets sometimes aspire for a human body on this earth, because in the human body only can one easily go back to Godhead. In spite of having obtained such an important body, if one does not re-establish his lost eternal relationship with Govinda, Lord Krishna, he is certainly a fool who has forgotten his self-interest.
Človeško življenje je tako pomembno, da včasih celo pobogovi na višjih planetih stremijo za človeškim telesom na zemlji, kajti edino v človeškem telesu se lahko zlahka vrnemo k Bogu. Kdor je dobil tako pomembno telo, a ne obnovi svojega izgubljenega večnega odnosa z Govindo, gospodom Krišno, je vsekakor neumeš, ki je pozabil svoj samointeres.
This human form of material body is obtained by a gradual process of evolution to one body after another in the cycle of 8,400,000 varieties of life. And the poor man, forgetting this importance for his own self-interest, involves himself in so many illusory engagements for uplifting the position of others as leader of political emancipation and economic development.
Človeško obliko materialnega telesa dosežemo v postopnem evolucijskem procesu od enega telesa do drugega v krogu 8,400,000 življenjskih vrst. Ubogi človek, ki je pozabil na pomembnost človeškega telesa za svoj lastni interes, je zaposlen s premnogimi iluzornimi opravili, da bi izboljšal položaj drugih, kot vodja politične osamosvojitve in ekonomskega napredka.
Oma gyan temerandasya ginangina shalakaya chakshuri militam jenatas mai sigadave namaha shri chaitanya manobistam stapitam jenabhutule shvayam rupakadamayam dadantisva padantikam jai shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadha shivasari gaur bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Am Him Shrom Om Farom Tataka Hatika Keshika Tala Padakalochana Vedvaraka Nakushmarsa Devasimha Namostate Ugrim Viram Mahavishnum Jalantam Shavatomukam Nasringham Bishanam Badram Mrityor Mityam Namamiham. This chapter of the great Srimad Bhagavatam is entitled Pure Devotional Service.
Naslov tega poglavja velikega Srimad Bhagavatama je naslovljeno čisto dano služenje.
And by studying the words of this particular chapter, we can understand the highest goal for human society.
In če preučimo verze iz tega poglavja, lahko razumemo, kaj je najvišji cilj za ljudsko, za človeško bitje v tej družbi.
How one is ultimately meant to awaken his ecstatic love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Končni cilj je, da obudimo našo ljubezen do Vsevišnje božanske osebnosti.
In this particular verse, Shukadeva Goswami is condemning those men who don't listen to the transcendental pastimes of Lord Krishna, whereby they can awaken their love for him.
V tem verzu Shukadeva Goswami obsoja ljudi, ki ne poslušajo transcendentalnih zabav gospoda, ki lahko obudijo ljubezen v našem srcu.
And he compares such men who have no interest in spiritual subject matters to dogs, hogs, camels, and asses.
In sporaja take ljudi, ki ne poslušajo transcendentalnih zabav z psi, svinjami, kamelami in osli.
Actually, these are very strong words, and people don't like to be called these words.
V bistvu so to zelo ostre besede in ljudi nimajo radi, če jih kličemo s temi imeni.
Of course, among spiritual circles, these are the worst words you can use.
Seveda, v duhovnih krogih so to najostrejše besede, ki jih lahko uporabimo.
In India especially, if you call someone a name like that, it's very insulting.
Še zlasti v Indiji, če koga tako pokličete, je to zelo, zelo žaljivo.
India is a very refined culture, so if you call someone a camel or something, they're very offended.
V Indiji so ljudje zelo tako rafinirani, ne? In zato, če jih pokličete, če mi rečete kamela, je to zelo žaljivo.
Just like I remember one time when we opened up our Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan, we opened up a little branch of one bank just next to the temple.
Spomnim se, ko smo odpirali tempel Krishna Balaram, smo tik poleg templja odprli tudi eno majhno podružnico banke.
So one day the bank manager made a few mistakes. It was only a few rupees, but His Holiness Hari Kesh Maharaj was able to find out somehow or other that this bank manager had made this mistake, just a few rupees.
Nekoč je tale lastnik banke, tisti, ki je tam v banki delal, je naredil napako za nekaj rupij, se je zmotil. In Harikesha Maharaj je to ugotovil.
So Harikesha Maharaj went to the bank and said, you are simply nonsense.
In je šel k temu človeku in mu je rekel, ko bi to vredo, ti si nič vrednež, tako nekako.
The bank manager became very, why? You have called me such a bad word. That is the worst word you can call me, nonsense.
In je rekel, kaj, to je najhujša beseda, ki si jo lahko uporabil, nič vrednež.
And Harikesha Maharaj, who had come from Western culture, was thinking that this man was getting off very lightly.
Harikesha Maharaj pa misli, da je tale zelo poceni odnesel.
So the bank manager stormed up to Srila Prabhupada's room and walked in and he said, your disciple is using very bad words.
Potem je tale možakar je odtekel v Srila Prabhupada osobno in je rekel, tvoj učenec zelo grdo govori.
He called me a nonsense.
Rekel je, da sem nič vredneš.
So Prabhupada just smiled. He said, I'm sorry, please excuse my disciple, but you have made some mistake in the accounting.
Prabhupada je rekel, da, prav je, imaš prav, naredil napako, ampak tudi ti si naredil napako v svojem obračunu.
So here you see the great sage, Shukadeva Goswami, using very strong language and describing materialistic people.
Tukaj vidimo, kako veliki modri Shukadeva Goswami uporablja zelo ostre besede, ko opisuje materialistične ljudi.
Most people would be offended by such language because they consider themselves to be ladies and gentlemen.
Večino ljudi bi takšen jezik užalil, ker mislijo zase, da so dame in gospodje.
But we should try to analyze this verse and understand that such strong words are not actually an exaggeration.
Vendar pa, če dobro proučimo tale vers, bomo videli, da te ostre besede niso pretiravanje.
And why is that?
Zakaj je tako?
Because in Vedic culture, in Indian culture, a living entity is ultimately classified by his consciousness, not necessarily by his body.
Zato kar v vedski kulturi živo bitje napredujemo njegov položaj glede na njegovo telo, to neč glede na njegovo zavest.
If a living entity has the body of a human being, but he conducts himself like an animal, then the Vedic scripture classifies him as an animal.
Če ima živo bitje telo človeka, človeškega bitja pa se obnaša kot žival, potem tudi ga opredelimo kot žival.
Just like many people in our modern society are simply interested in eating, sleeping, mating and defending.
Kot mnogi ljudje v današnji družbi se zanimajo samo za jedenje, spanje, spolno občevanje in branjenje.
Human life is meant for understanding our higher spiritual nature.
Človeško življenje je namenjeno temu, da razumemo našo višjo duhovno naravo.
A human being should conduct himself in such a way that he can understand God. He should engage in pure spiritual activities devoted to the Lord.
Morali bi se obnašati tako, da usmerimo naše dejavnosti v duhovno kulturo, duhovno dejavnosti posvečeno Gospodu.
But if his only interest is like the animals in eating, sleeping, having sex and fighting, then he's practically on the level of an animal.
Če pa njegov edini interes samo da je, da spi, da se brani in da ima spolne odnose, potem je praktično na nivoju živali.
So Shukadeva Goswami uses this very strong language to wake them up.
Zato Srila Shukadeva Goswami uporablja to zelo oster jezik, da jih prebudi pred rami.
Here he's calling some people svas. Svas means like dog in Vedic culture.
Nekateri ljudi imenuje sva, kar pomeni pes v vedski kulturi.
So how could a human being be compared to a dog?
Kako lahko človeško bitje primerjamo s psom?
Because although dogs are in some ways very faithful servants of their masters.
Kajti, čeprav so psi po eni strani zelo zvesti služabniki svojih gospodarjev.
Nevertheless, for all their service, they still remain unfortunate.
Kljub temu, kljub vsem njihovi službi, vendarle ostanejo nesrečni.
They still have to sleep in the doghouse.
Še vedno morajo spati v pesji utici.
At least in Vedic culture, dogs are considered unclean, so they're not allowed into the house. So for all his service, his faithful service to his master, all he gets is a little doggy house.
Vse v vedski kulturi je tako, da psi veljajo za nečiste in zato jim ne dovolijo stopiti v hišo. Tako da vse, kar dobijo, je pesja utica.
So that can be compared to a materialistic man who is very dedicated to serving himself and his family and even his society.
To lahko primerjamo materialistu, ki je popolnoma predan služenju svojemu domu, svoji družini.
We've seen that there have been great men in society who have dedicated themselves to their country.
Mnogi ljudje v današnji družbi so se popolnoma posvetili vse svoji državi.
But with all that service, they could not transcend the miseries of material existence.
Vendar z vsem tem služenjem niso mogli preseči, naditi materialne narave, nadlog materialne narave.
One may serve his country very faithfully, but the result is, because he's so attached to his country, in his next birth, he takes birth again in his country.
To mi lahko služimo zelo zvesto, ampak rezultat tega bo samo to, da se bomo v naslednjem življenju spet rodili v tej državi.
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yam yam vapi smaram bhavam tiyachati antakalevaram. Whatever you are most devoted to at the moment of your death, in your next life you will take that birth.
Krishna pravi v Bhagavad Gita, da v naslednjem življenju dosežeš to, čemu si bil v tem življenju najbolj vdan.
So one may be very attached to serving his country. The result is he has to take birth again in that country. And because of his sinful activity, he may not necessarily take birth as a human being. He may take birth and a lower species of life in the same country.
Kdor je zelo navezan na svojo državo, se bo rodil v naslednjem življenju v tej isti državi. To je rezultat, ki ga bo dobil. Zaradi svojih grešnih dejanj, ni nujno, da bo dobil človeško obliko, ampak neko nižjo obliko življenja.
So for all his service, he's still born again in this miserable material world.
Za vso to svojo službo dobi samo to, da se spet rodi v materialnem svetu.
Whereas a devotee, if he dedicates himself to the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, what happens? In appreciation for that devotee's service, Krishna takes him out of the material world and takes him back to the spiritual world.
Kaj pa se zgodi bhakti, ki služi Vsevišnjemu Gospodu? Ker Krishna ceni njegovo službo, ga izvleče iz materialnega sveta in odpelje v duhovni svet.
That is the difference. One may dedicate himself to so many different types of services in this world, and by materialistic persons he may be considered a very great man, a great servant of society.
To je razlika. Nekdo se lahko posveti v tem svetu vsem mogočim dejavnostim, lahko velja za zelo velikega človeka v tem svetu.
But because he doesn't awaken his God consciousness, he has to take birth again.
Ker pa ni budil zavesti Boga, se mora spet roditi.
But if you serve Krishna your whole life, then naturally by serving Krishna, your love for Krishna will be aroused.
Če služite Krishni, zaradi tega služenja samega se bo vas prebudila ljubezen do Krishna.
And at the moment of death, you'll think of God, because he'll be the most dear thing to you, and then immediately you're transferred to the spiritual world, where life is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss.
In ker boste ljubili Krišno, se boste v trenutku smrti spominjali najdražje stvari in tako se boste prenesli, boste šli v duhovni svet, kjer je svet večnosti, blaženosti in znanja.
Actually, devotees work very hard.
Bhakte v resnici delajo zelo trdo.
For Krishna.
Za Krishna.
Sometimes, I don't know so much here in your country, but in America, in the old days, when we would go out on the street and chant Hare Krishna, some cynical people would come by and say, hey, why don't you get a job? Why don't you work? Why don't you do something?
V časih, starih časih, ne vem, kako je tukaj pri vas, ampak mi, ko smo hodili pet na ulico, so ljudi prišli k nam in so rekli, zakaj se priskrbite neke službe? Zakaj ne delate ničesar?
But they didn't realize actually the devotees are engaged in the most important work in human society. And what is that? They're educating people in spiritual knowledge.
Vendar se niso zavedali tega, da bhakte deluje, pa da bhakte opravlja najpomembnejšo dejavnost v človeški družbi. In kaj je to? Izobražuje ljudi o duhovnem znanju.
Even from the mundane point of view, material education is very essential in human society. If people just work, but they're not educated, then we go back to the Middle Ages.
Celo z posvetnega stališča, če pogledamo materialno izobrazbo, je to zelo pomembno, ko ljudi deluje. Če to izključimo, se lahko vrnemo v srednji vek.
Right? Human society without education is practice. At that is animal life.
Človeška družba brez izobrazbe, to je praktično živalsko življenje.
So how important then is spiritual education?
Kako pomembna je šele potem duhovna izobrazba?
By spiritual education we transcend this world of birth and death and go home to the spiritual world.
Duhovna izobrazba nam omogoča, da transcendiramo materialni svet in se vrnemo v duhovni svet.
So therefore Rupa Goswami said the devotees of the Lord, the brahmanas, they're actually the most important members in society in the sense that they're giving people the spiritual education.
Zato Rupa Goswami dejal, da so gospodovi bate so najpomembnejši ljudje v družbi, zato ker dajejo ljudem duhovno izobrazbo.
So devotees are actually working very hard to spread this message of Krishna consciousness.
Tako da bakte v resnici zelo trudno delajo, da bi razširili sporočilo zavesti Krišne.
And the result of that great endeavor to help spread the important message of Krishna consciousness is that Krishna appreciates and he reciprocates by taking them back to the spiritual world.
In rezultat tega velikega napora, ki ga posvetijo te dejavnosti, je, da Krišna jim vzvrača in to tako, da jih popelje nazaj v duhovni svet.
But those who serve mundane society, friendship and love, they can't transcend this world, so they remain just as miserable as they've always been. That's why they're compared to dogs.
Tisti, ki služijo samo posvetni ljubezni, prijateljstvu, oni pa ne morejo transcendirati materialnega sveta, temveč ostanejo v materialnem svetu, in zato se primerjajo s psi.
Now he uses another strong word here, vidvaraha.
Tukaj je še ena močna beseda, vidvaraha.
What does varaha mean?
Kaj pomeni varaha?
We're thinking, oh, Lord Varaha, but okay. But actually varaha in Sanskrit means like hog. He's Lord Hog.
Pomislimo na gospoda varaho, ampak to je gospod merjasec. Tukaj pa je beseda o navadnem merjasecu.
But if you call someone a varaha, it's not, they're who called me a varaha?
Ampak če nekomu rečete merjasec, ne, kako je to?
Right. We may think, oh, varaha, Hare Krishna, Lord Varaha, ki? You know, if you call someone a varaha, they'll punch you in the nose.
Če pomislimo na gospoda Varaho, če se njega spomnimo, je lepo, rečemo Jai Haridev, ampak če nekomu rečeš Varaha, te bo udari po nosu.
So why is a saintly person calling someone a Varaha?
Zakaj potem nek svetnik kliče, poimenuje nekoga Varaha?
I thought saintly persons were supposed to just give benedictions, blessings. Why? Varaha! Why are you calling me a Varaha? You're a sadhu, you're calling me a Varaha!
Jaz se mislim, da svetniki samo dajo blagoslove, ti pa mi tukaj kličeš varaha.
But what, why does he call them varahas?
Ampak zakaj jih kličeš po tem imenu?
He calls them varahas because in India, you see, if you go to India, you see all these words come to life in India.
Ko pridete v Indijo, potem vam vse besede, ki jih tukaj beremo, oživijo.
Right. Sometimes in West, the only time people see a cow is on the carton, a milk carton. They see a picture of a cow. I mean, that's the way it's getting in our modern society.
Kako danes živali danes vidimo samo tako, da jih vidimo recimo na uvidku od mleka, vidimo sliko krave. To je vse.
But in India, you know, people live in villages, so you see all these things.
V Indiji pa ljudje živijo na deželi in lahko to vidite vživo.
So everyone knows that in India, the hogs are nature's garbage collectors.
In v Indiji vsi vedo, da so svinje naravni zbiralniki smeti.
In our Western society we have these big garbage trucks and the men have their uniforms on and they go and they, but nature's way is that the hogs, they just come in the morning and they clean everything very nicely. This is nature's way, village life.
Na zahodu imamo sistem, da pride velik tovornjak in ljudje v uniformah, potem vse poberejo, v Indiji pa je bolj naravno. Tam svinje zjutraj pride in njom vse pojedo.
Actually, in Vedic culture, everyone's service is appreciated, especially the varahas.
V vedski kulturi je cenjena služba vsakogar, še zlasti služba varah.
Actually, we're not trying to condemn anyone by this strong language. We're just trying to point out where people are situated in this path of Krishna consciousness.
Mi nikogar ne obsojamo, mi samo hočemo pokazati, kje se kdo nahaja na poti zavesti Krišne.
So their service is appreciated, but what are they actually doing? They're eating all kinds of nonsense things.
Njihova služba je cenjena, ampak kaj oni počno? Jedo vse mogoče neverjetne stvari.
Actually, I've seen in India that if you take, there's some garbage there, and then you take some nice halva, like in a few minutes we're going to have some halva, right? You take some halva and you offer it to the pig, he'll take the garbage. I don't want that halva. Well, he's halva, I want the garbage. I'm a varaha. Okay.
Vini lahko naredite preizkus, vzamete v eno roko kup smeti, takih slabih stvari, drugo roko pa malo halve. In ponudite svinji. Svinja ne bo hotela halve, katero bomo čez nekaj časa mi sami lahko okusili, ampak bo vzela smeti.
So this is a very abominable thing that he has to simply be happy with the garbage. But he's happy with the garbage. He won't take something better. He's happy with that.
To je zelo tako strašna, gnusna stvar, da je svinja zadovoljna z nekimi odpadki, ampak pač živi tako in takšna njena usoda.
So how can Shukadev Goswami call a man a varaha? Because some men are attached to eating things which are also abominable, which are not meant for human consumption.
Kako lahko Shukadev Goswami reče človeku varaha? Ja, tako pač, ker nekateri ljudje so prav tako zelo navezani na stvari, ki sploh niso za jest, želijo jest.
Like meat. Meat is never to be touched by a civilized human being. Yucky. Ugh. What is meat? Meat is a corpse. Ooh, what a horrible word.
Civiliziran človek. Ne se nikoli ne bi dotaknil mesa. To je res gnusna stvar. Kaj je v bistvu meso? Meso je truplo. Kakšna strašna beseda.
Would you call it a corpse?
Truplo.
Ooh, it sounds horrible also.
Zveni prav tako gnusno.
Truplo.
Truplo, je.
Huh? Truplo. Truplo. What would you like for dinner? A truplo.
Kaj bo za večerjo? Truplo.
But that's what people are eating because they're eating dead bodies.
Ampak to ljudje jedo, kajti jedo mrtva telesa.
You know, the meat packing industry, they try to make it look very nice. You
know. Ko meso zapakirajo ga, poskušajo narediti čim lepšega.
Like this McDonald's, I saw you also have McDonald's here.
Kot naprimer McDonald's, videl sem, da tudi vi imate.
They had an advertisement in America a couple of years ago. They showed little children going out into the fields and picking hamburgers off the trees.
To je bila reklama na televiziji. Majhni otroci so šli na polje in so brali in so trgali hamburgeri z dreves.
Like apples or peaches, you know. Oh, a McDonald's hamburger.
Kot jabolko in hruške. Oh, McDonald's hamburger.
But actually, anyone with a little intelligence can understand that apples are, that hamburgers don't grow on trees. They are produced from the slaughter of so many innocent and poor animals.
In pa vsakdo, ki ima vse malo inteligence, bo razumel, da hamburgeri so proizvod klanja mnogih nedolžnih živali.
I remember my father tried to make me a vegetarian.
Spomnim se, kako moj oče hotel prepričati, da postanem vegetarijanec.
My father was vegetarian, but I wasn't inclined like that. I was an athlete.
Sam je bil vegetarijanec. Jaz to nisem imel takih težen, jaz sem bil atlet.
So one day he said, my dear son, let's go for a drive in the country. I said, Dad, I got so many things to do. Come on, I'm going to drive in the country. I'm your father, you come with me. Yes, father.
In potem je oče dejal, podiva malo se na državo peljati z avtom. In on je rekel, ampak ne, oče, kaj bom jaz še se opeljati? Imam veliko drugih važnejših stvari. In potem je oče rekel, ne, jaz sem tvoj oče, ti greš z mano. Prav.
So we're driving in the country. He said, look how many nice apple orchards there are. And I said, Dad, you're not going to preach to me again, are you, about being a vegetarian?
In potem me je oče peljal in je rekel, pogledaj, kako lepi sadovnjaki, jabočni. In potem je on dejal, ne, oče, ne boš mi spet pridigal v vegetarijanstvo.
You're going to preach to me, are you, Dad? You're going to preach to me?
Spet mi boš pridigal, a ne?
He said, no, I'm not going to preach to you, I'm going to show you.
In je rekel, ne, ne bom ti pridigal, pokazal ti bom.
Because he said, a picture is worth 1,000 words.
Je rekel, je, slike so vredne 1,000 besed.
So I just said, what is going on here, Dad? What are we doing? Where are we going?
Sem rekel, kaj se dogaja? Kam greva?
So we drove way outside the city.
Odpeljala sva se daleč iz mesta.
And we drove into the driveway of a slaughterhouse.
Zapeljala na ulico, ki pelje v klavnico.
He said, just notice how they're way outside the city. I said, why? He said, because they don't hear the screams of the poor animals.
Je rekel, poglej, kako so daleč iz mesta. Jaz sem vprašal, zakaj, pa je rekel, zato, da ljudje ne bi slišali cviljenje ubogih živali.
So we didn't have permission to go in, we had to go in the back way, and then we went in the back way, and that was just the spot where they were killing the poor calves.
Ni nam bilo dovoljeno, da gremo pri glavnem hodu noter, ampak smo morali iti od zadaj, in ravno tam so ubijali mlade teliške.
They had, anyway, I won't go into much detail, but you can just imagine, they had these big guns. And just to make sure, I said after a while, okay, I said, Dad, that's enough. Okay, let's go.
In potem se streljali s pištolami, tako da bi bilo zamisljivo, se še vrat prirezali. Potem sem rekel očetu, okay, očka, dovolj je, pojdiva.
So then we got back in the car and I didn't say anything the whole way back.
Vrnila sem se v avto in nisem niti spregovoril celo pot nazaj.
So then at the end, I just got into our driveway, I started getting out of the car, and I said, I said, Dad, thanks a lot. He said, for showing me that picture. He said, I never want to eat meat again. I want to be like you. I want to be vegetarian.
In potem, ko sva pripeljala na dvorišče, ko sem stopil iz avta, sem rekel očetu, hvala ti, oče, da si mi to pokazal. Hočem biti, nikoli več ne bom jedel mesa, hočem biti vegetarijanec kot ti.
So if we think about it like that, no intelligent person would eat something like that.
Če razmišljamo tako, noben inteligentni človek, ki tako razmišlja, ne bo jedel mesa.
It's gotten only by the severest violence.
Meso je prosedeno z največjim nasiljem.
And it's just a dead body. So that is not meant for human beings.
In to je samo truplo, ni namenjeno človeškim bitjem.
Human beings are meant to take fresh fruits and grains and milk products. These are natural, delicious things.
Za ljudi je sveže sadje in žito in mlečni izdelki, to so naravni proizvodi.
Healthy things.
Zdrave stvari.
And liquor. No, we're not supposed to take liquor. Not you mean liquor. You mean like that.
In prav tako alkoholne pijače. Ne smemo piti alkoholne pijače.
People drink liquor.
Ljudje pije alkoholne
pijače. But actually everyone knows that liquor is an acquired taste, we say in English. An acquired taste. You have to get used to it. Mm-hmm. It's not something you like immediately. Ooh! Just keep drinking, you'll love it. You love it. Oh yeah, it's great. You get so drunk you can't even taste it anymore. Yes, great.
Ampak da alkohol je nekaj, na kar se moraš navaditi, ne? Ne moreš imeti okusa takoj na začetku. Ljudje nam rečejo, poskusi, potem poskusimo in je strašno slabo. In potem pa nam pravijo, samo pi in se boš navadil, potem ti bo dobro. Potem, ko se napijemo, pa tako ali tako ničesar ne okušamo.
Or smoking. How is it?
Great, great.
I'm a cowboy.
Ali pa pri kajanju, ne? Nam dajo cigaret in kašljamo in potem me sprašajo, kako je bilo? Super, jaz sem cowboy.
So people are putting these substances in their body which are actually abominable. Just because, you know, it's a tradition or it's culture, quote-unquote culture. People think you can do it. But if you think about it, it's abominable what they put in their mouths.
Ljudje dajo v svoje telesa, v svoje usta, vse mogoče gnusne stvari, samo zaradi tega, zaradi tako imenovane kulture, na rekovajih.
So therefore, varaha.
Zato varaha.
From the platform of the saints, the sages are looking down, it's like varaha. You're not supposed to eat that. What are you doing? Don't put that in your mouth!
Stanišče modricev so varahe, ne, ker... kaj to dela? Zakaj to daješ v usta?
So then he uses the word uštra. Uštra means you camel.
Naslednja beseda je uštra. Uštra pomeni o kamela.
So why does he use the word camel?
Zakaj uporablja besedo kamela?
Because a camel has a very funny thing it does. It lives in the deserts.
Kamela namreč dela eno zelo zanimivo stvar.
I saw this when I went, one time we went, we preached sometimes in Kazakhstan, which is in Asia, Central Asia, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, all these kind of stan places.
Včasih pridigamo v Kazahstanu, Uzahstanu in vseh tih Zahstanu.
They're Islamic,
kamenu Zahstan, in tam sem videl.
Islamic countries and they're very exciting places to preach.
So zelo ekstatično mesto za pridiganje.
Actually, I find the people to be very pious there.
Ljudje tam so zelo pobožni.
So it's nice preaching, but one time we went out in the desert area where they have the different camps, the nomads are living, and then we saw the camels.
Tam imajo različne kampe, kjer živijo nomadi, in tam smo videli kamele.
So the camel has a very funny thing. They're out in the desert, there's not much water, so there's like very thorny trees, like lots of thorns. So the camel, he's very hungry, he thinks this is very delicious. He chews those thorns and he cuts his tongue. But he's thinking, oh, these thorns are so yum, 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 yum.
In tam je zelo zanimiva stvar, ker puščava je zelo suha, ni vode, in zato tam raste drevo z velikimi trni. In kamela pride do tega trnovega drevja in začne žvečiti vejice. In si misli, to je pa res čudovitega okusa.
Actually, he's tasting his own blood, but he's thinking this is something very nice.
v resnici okuša svojo krv, kri, misli pa, da je to zelo okusno.
So sometimes people do things, you know, they take certain things which are actually very detrimental for them, but they're thinking they're enjoying it.
Tako ljudje počnejo nekatere stvari, ki so zelo slabe za njih, mislijo pa, da so zelo dobre.
Just like drugs, for example. People take drugs. They're thinking they're enjoying taking the drugs, but actually while taking the drugs, the mind is being affected, the body is being affected. At their own expense, they're thinking they're enjoying.
Tako na primer, ko se vdajo mamilom, potem vse trpi, telo trpi, um trpi in na svoj lastni račun, ko same sebe uničujejo, mislijo, da uživajo.
So the next example he uses is that of a what here? Camel? Oh, karaj. Karaj means an ass.
Naslednji primer tukaj je karaj. Karaj pomeni ass.
There's different ways Prabhupada would describe this.
Prabhupada je to opisoval na različne načine.
One way is the ass. He's very attached to hearing his hee-haw. He likes very much.
Eno je, da os je zelo navezan na poslušanje svojega hee-haw.
And all the other animals in the barnyard, they can't stand that hee-haw, except his wife. She loves it. Hee-haw, oh, hee-haw.
In nobena druga žival v hlevu ne more prenesti tega njegovega hee-haw, razen njegove žene. Ona je edina vesela.
So actually he's not saying anything very significant. There's not very deep philosophy there.
On ne pravi ničesar pomembnega, ni globoke filozofije.
But he likes to hear himself talk and others like him like to hear him sing like that.
In rad sebe posluša, ko tako govori in prav tako drugi podobni njemu radi poslušajo njegovo pesem.
So in the same way, mundane people are very attached to mundane sound vibrations which have nothing to do with the absolute truth.
Tako tudi posvetneži so zelo navezani na poslušanje tem, ki nimajo ničesar skupnega z absolutno resnico.
Right, we don't want to offend anybody here, but like rock and roll music and that type of stuff, you know. What are they singing about? I love your body. Do you love mine? I love your body. Please love mine. This had nothing to do with the absolute truth.
Ne bi radi nikogar užalili, ampak naprimer rock and roll glasba, o čemu poje? Jaz ljubim tvoje telo in ti ljubiš moje telo. Jaz ljubim tvoje telo, ali ti ljubiš mojega. To je isto kot i-a.
Good translator. Let's give him a big round of applause. Another example is the ass. He works very hard all day long, but all he gets is a little grass at night.
To nima neskupnega za absolutna resnica. Drugi primer, ki ga Prabhupada podaja, pa je osel, ki dela dolgo časa in vse, kar dobi, zato je malo trave.
So similar, to get anything in this world, one must work extremely hard.
Tako v tem svetu, da bi dobili nekaj malega uživanja, moramo delati zelo, zelo trdo.
All of us know that to work in this world, you work very hard, you get a little paycheck at the end.
Vsi vemo, da v tem svetu delamo zelo, zelo trdo, da bi na koncu dobili malo plače.
So if that is your goal of life, you're considered like an ass.
In če je to tvoj cilj življenja, potem veljaš za osla.
Of course, if one works very hard for the pleasure of the Lord, that is something different.
Seveda, če nekdo dela zelo trdo za zadovoljstvo Gospoda,
because by engaging in bhakti yoga, using one's body, mind and words in the service of the Lord, one is purifying his heart.
Kajti, če posvetimo um, telo in besedo za služenje Gospodu, potem očiščujemo um in srce.
One actually may see a materialistic person working very hard and a devotee engaging in the same activity right next to him also working very hard. You may consider, what is the difference then?
Včasih lahko vidimo nekega materialista in bhakto, ki upravljata isto dejavnost in se lahko vprašamo, kakšna je razlika.
Just like we have many congregation members here. They're working at a quote-unquote ordinary job.
Kot naprimer naši kongregacijski bhakte, oni prav tako delajo v navadnih službah. Right,
they're working for a company on computers 7 or 8 hours a day. Dollars and such, and the person next to him. So what is the difference?
7-8 ur delajo za računalnikom, tipkajo in poleg njih prav tako sedi nekdo drug in tipka. Kakšna je potem razlika?
The difference is the person working the next to that devotee, the material, he's using that money for his own personal sense gratification. But the householder is using that money to maintain his devotee wife and his devotee children, and whatever balance he has, he gives it to the temple. In this way, he's a transcendentalist. He's not bound by his activities.
Razlika je v tem, da delavec, ki je materialist, on uporabi denar za sebe, za svoje uživanje. Medtem ko Bhakta uporabi denar, ki ga zasluži, zasluženi Krišni za vzdrževanje svoje družine, žene in otrok, in zato se mu zapleta.
A transcendentalist doesn't necessarily mean one who renounces everything and goes to the forest and simply meditates.
Kdo se ukvarja z duhovnim življenjem, ni nujno tisti, ki se vsemu odpove in odide v gost.
The real definition of a transcendentalist is one who devotes his life to Krishna.
Prava definicija transcendentalista je transcendentalist je tisti, ki posveti svoje življenje Krishna.
Mam chayo vibhichayana bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahma bhuya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down under any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of nature and comes to the spiritual world.
Kdor se posveti glavnemu služenju in nobenih okoliščin ne pade, ne mudoma transcendira tribune materialne narave in odide v duhovni svet.
Shukadeva Goswami is using very, very strong language here.
Shukadeva Goswami uporablja zelo oster jezik tukaj.
But actually the materialistic people should not feel offended by such language.
Ampak materialisti se ne bi smeli čutiti užaljene zaradi tega.
You might compare his language to the language of a doctor.
Ta jezik lahko primerjamo z jezikom zdravnika.
Right? When you go to the doctor, then he has to say, you have some pain. Oh, it really hurts here, doctor, what is it?
In če gremo zdravniku, bo rekel, a te kaj boli? Bomo rekli, a tukaj me boli.
The doctor doesn't try to flatter you with kind words. Oh, it's just love.
It's love. It really hurts, doc.
It's love. It's peace. It's beauty. It's flowers.
Doktor ti ne bo laskal, ne bo rekel, ja, to je samo ljubezen. In ti boš rekel, ja, ampak res boli. In drugi bo rekel, ja, to je ljubezen, to so rožice.
He wouldn't be a very good doc. He says, no, it's an ugly disease. I have to cut it out. Oh, please, cut it out. It hurts. Ah, thank you, doctor.
Pravi zdravnik bo rekel, to je strašna bolezen, moramo izrezati ven. Ne bomo rekli, ja, izrežijo.
So, actually, sadhu in Sanskrit, the word sadhu, means one who cuts.
In pravzaprav, beseda sadhu v Sanskritu pomeni tisti, ki reže.
But not with a knife, his words are very cutting. He's trying to cut our material attachments.
Vendar ne z nožem. Njegove besede so zelo ostre.
So if he has to point out some fault in us that is keeping us bound to material existence, then actually he's our friend.
In če nas hoče upozoriti na neko našo napako, ki povzroča našo navezanost materialnemu svetu, je on naš prijatelj.
Actually, materialistic people are on a suicidal path because of their attachment to sense gratification.
V bistvu so materialisti na poti samomora, ker so navezani na svoj materialni
suicidal path. Suicide? Yeah. Because of their desires for sense gratification.
Yeah. Zaradi želje za čutim zadovoljevanje.
So if you have to use strong words to warn them, then actually you're their friend.
Če moraš uporabiti ostre besede, da bi jih opozoril, potem si njihov prijatelj.
Just like if someone's ready to jump off a building.
Kot na primer, če je nekdo ravno pripravljen, da skoči.
And you say, don't jump, don't jump, it's not, don't jump.
In vpiješ, ne skoči, ne skoči.
And he turns to you and says, don't speak so loudly to me.
In bo rekel, ne vpij tako glasno.
I find your strong language very offensive.
Mislim, da so tvoje ostre besede zelo žaljive.
Don't jump!
Ne skači.
Please, you're causing pain to my ears.
Prosim te, povzročaš bolečino mojim ušesom.
Actually, he's your friend. He's trying to warn you because at that moment he has to use strong language.
Ampak on je tvoj prijatelj. V tem trenutku mora uporabiti ostre besede.
So sometimes a sadhu, a saintly, peaceful person, he has to say, Varaha, Varaha! Why are you calling me a Varaha?
Tako včasih sadhu, svetnik mora uporabiti ostre besede in reči, Varaha. Zakaj me kličeš Varaha?
So, but the doctor points out the disease, but then he gives the remedy.
Zdravnik pove, kaj je bolezen, potem pa nam da tudi zdravilo.
A sadhu just doesn't condemn people. He's not trying to be critical of people. He's trying to point out the problem, but then he very kindly gives the remedy.
Sadhu ni tak, da bi samo obsojen ljudi, samo kritiziral. Ne, on pove, kaj je napaka in potem da zdravila.
Just like, Varaha! Well, then what am I supposed to eat if I don't eat those things? Sadhira vidya jajatendriya teka jire fele visaya sagare. Nice gulab jaman, rasgula, sweet rice, halava. You're drooling there.
Pravi, Ampak kaj naj potem jem, če ne jem vseh teh stvari? In potem mi lahko rečemo Sharira Vidyajal, tukaj je pesem molitev. Sharira Vidyajal, Jadindriya Tahikal, Jotala Visha Savaran. Potem iš Gulab Jamane razgule halvo, sladki riž in tako naprej. Že vidim, se v slinici dio.
He points out the fault in the materialistic persons, but it's mercy, because after pointing out the fault, he gives the remedy.
On pove, kaj je napaka materialista, ampak potem, ko to izreče, pove tudi, kaj je zdravilo.
We don't say, don't eat meat. We say, take gulab jamun.
Ne rečemo, ne jej mesa, ampak rečemo tudi,
take gulab jamun. Take sweet rice.
Hvala, da sladki riš. Da se že sam lačim počasi.
Hare Krishna. So the medicine, the ultimate medicine, of course that is Lord Chaitanya's medicine, prasadam.
To je zdravilo gospoda Chaitanya, prasadam.
But his most wonderful medicine is what?
Vendar pa njegovo najbolj čudežno zdravilo kaj?
Harinama, Harinam, Harinama eva kevalam, Kuluna stevena, 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 steva, Gatiranyata, Gulupem dan Harinam sen kirtan yogya ki, Jai, ki, Jai, ki, Jai. That is the one medicine that cures all problems.
To je eno zdravilo, ki zdravi vse probleme.
Yes, the scientists are wondering, what if one day we could find a medicine that would cure all disease?
Zdravniki se sprašujejo, kaj če bomo nekaj dne našli zdravilo, ki bo ozdravilo vse bolezni?
Now they have different medicines for different diseases.
Zdaj imajo različne zdravila za različne bolezni.
Just like I remember when we went to the, we, one time we went to preach in the Amazon jungle.
Spomnim se, smo šli pridigat enkrat v amazonsko džunglo.
And before we went in the Amazon jungle, we had to get lots of... We went to the doctor. So the doctor said, you have to get a shot to go into the Amazon.
Pred tem smo šli k zdravniku in zdravnik je rekel, morate se cepiti, preden greste na Amazonko.
So I'm afraid of shots.
Jaz pa se zelo bojim.
I wasn't afraid to go in the Amazon jungle with the lions and the tigers and the bears and the alligators. I was afraid of the needle. They had to hold me up. Don't fight, Marsh. Rocky Krishna Marike, Mari Krishna Rocky Krishna.
Krishna! Ni mi bilo strah iti na Amazonko med tigre in leve in medvede in aligatorje. Bilo pa me strah injekcije. So se morali prijeti in se nekli maharati.
You should have seen the needle. It was this big!
In če bi videl needle, bila je tako velika.
At least it looked that big to me. It went in here and it came around and stuck you there.
Šla je tukaj noter in okrog in spet nazaj not.
Wow, what a needle. And they left it in for 5 days.
In noter je bila 5 dni.
It was only 5 seconds, but it seemed like 5 days.
Bila 5 sekund, ampak videti bilo kot 5 dni.
And they gave me, you know, I had a smallpox, and then I had this one for yellow fever, and this one for diphtheria, and this one for typhoid, and wow, okay, stop, enough.
Bile so štiri različne bolezni za neke pošpice, rumeno mrzlico, in tako naprej.
So what if you could just, instead of going through all that pain, just take one sweet pill, cure all disease. Oh, that would be so nice.
Kaj če bi lahko namesto vseh teh injekcij pogotnili samo eno sladko tableto?
Right.
To bi bilo tako lepo.
For polio, typhoid, yellow fever.
Za polio.
Typhoid.
Typhoid.
What's this? The punch in the nose.
Gledare ste nosi.
There's so many different diseases. What if you just took one little pill? Ah, no more disease. Wouldn't that be nice?
Kaj če bi lahko vzela samo tableto in pozdravili vse te bolezni.
There is something so sweet like that.
In obstaja res nekaj tako sladkega.
There's one medicine you can take that'll stop all your problems, all the diseases, forever and ever and ever.
Z enim samim zdravilom lahko rešite vse svoje probleme za vekomaj.
What is that medicine?
In kaj to zrobilo?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna! Yes, welcome back to the spiritual world where life is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss.
Da, Krishna, dobrodošli nazaj v duhovni svet, kjer je življenje polno večnosti, znanja in blaženosti.
Actually, by chanting Hare Krishna, we purify ourselves of all material contamination, awaken our love of God, and the strength of that chanting, we go back home, back to Godhead.
Da, s petjem Hare Krishna se očistimo vseh materialnih nečistoč, obudimo ljubezen do Boga in se vrnemo nazaj v duhovni svet.
This is the most amazing thing.
To je najbolj čudežna stvar.
When Yamaraj asked Maharaj Yudhishthira, what is the most amazing thing?
Ko Yamaraj vprašal Maharaj Yudhishthira, kaj je najbolj čudežna stvar v tem svetu?
So, you know, Maharaj Yudhishthira was a very intelligent king. He'd seen everything in the world.
Maharaj Yudhishthira je bil zelo inteligenten kralj. Videl je vse mogoče stvari na svetu.
There was so much natural phenomena that he could have said, this is the most wonderful thing.
Bilo je toliko naravnih fenomenov, ki jih je videl, bi lahko rekel, to je najbolj čudežna stvar.
But what was his answer?
Ampak kaj bi njegov odgovor?
Ahanyahani bhutani, that every day hundreds of millions of living entities are going to the kingdom of death. But I don't think I'm going to go. Not me. Every grandma, grandpa, mama, but not me. I'm going to live forever. Joy.
Dejal je, da vsak dan živo bitja odhajajo v kraljevstvo smrti. Pa vendar, živo bitja odhajajo v kraljevstvo smrti. Pa vendar, šli so šli moj očka, mama, dedek in tako naprej. Jaz pa mislim, da sam ne bom nikoli šel.
But actually, what is the most amazing thing?
In kaj je dejansko najbolj čudežna stvar?
Actually, at that time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not appeared.
Takrat še gospod Chaitanya ni prišel, se ni pojavil.
So Maharaj Yudhishthira didn't actually see the most amazing thing.
Tako da gospod Maharaj Yudhishthira ni videl najbolj čudežne stvari.
Because Lord Chaitanya is even more merciful than Krishna himself.
Kajte gospod Chaitanya je še bolj milosten od samega Krishna.
Krishna is amazing. He comes to this world to deliver all the fallen souls.
Krishna je res čudovit. On pride v materialni svet, da bi odrešil.
Ritanaya sadhanam vinashaya to duskritam. To deliver the fallen souls, annihilate the demoniac and re-establish the principles of religion. He's so merciful.
Da bi odrešil pobožne, uničil demone in da bi ponovno spostavil principe religije. On je tako milosten.
And when Lord Krishna comes, he just makes one condition to go back to Godhead.
In ko gospod Krishna pride, postavi samo en pogoj, da se vrnemo nazaj.
It's to do one thing.
Samo eno majhno stvar.
Sarva dharmam parityaja mam ekam saranam vraja aham tam sarva papebhyo moksisi masuchaha. Masuchaha. You surrender to me. Just give up all varieties of these activities. Just surrender unto me. I will protect you from all sinful reaction. Do not fear.
Samo opustiti moramo vse naše dejavnosti, vse naše dolžnosti, se samo predati njemu in ne smemo nas biti strah.
But Lord Chaitanya, in his incarnation as Lord Chaitanya, he doesn't make any conditions.
Gospod Chaitanya, Krishna v inkarnaciji kot Gospod Chaitanya, on ne postavlja nobenih pogojev.
He just dances and chants everywhere, distributing prasadam and the holy name. And whoever comes in contact with that Sankirtan movement will develop love of God, even without asking for it.
Samo pleše in poje, deli prasadam in sveto ime, in vsakdo, ki pride v stik z njim, bo dobil ljubezen do Boga, tudi če si jo ne želi.
That's Lord Chaitanya.
To je Gospod Chaitanya.
Lord Chaitanya would sometimes do kirtan with the Sankirtan party, with Lord Nityananda, Gadadhar, and Dvaita, and Srivas, and others. And they would have big mahamahotsava kirtans that would raise dust into the air, big cloud of dust.
Včasih je gospod Chaitanya imel svojimi srvnjavci, Gadadhar, Srivasa, Dvaita, in tako naprej. Imel velike kirtane in se dvignil oblak prahu.
Just that their lotus feet would kick up a lot of dust.
Njihova lotosova stopala so dvignila v zrak veliko prahu.
And that dust had a pinkish color to it because it was touched Lord Chaitanya's pinkish lotus feet.
ta vrah je imel takšen rdečkast pridih, zato ker se dotaknil lotosovih stopal gospoda Čajtanja.
And that pinkish cloud would drift somewhere by chance to some village, and then it would settle down. And there may be some villagers just walking around or doing something, whatever. Whoever that dust touched, immediately, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, God Prema Nene, Hare Hare.
Kakorkoli se je ta prah dotaknil nekega vaščana, ki je šel po svojih opravkih po vasi, je začel peti Hare Krishna in iz njegovih oči se nime solze.
It's not some story, it actually happened.
To ni samo zgodba, to se dejansko zgodilo.
We read in the Shastra, there are certain things which are very conducive to pure devotional service.
Beremo v Shastra, da so nekatere stvari zelo ugodne za vdano služenje.
For example, the water that has washed the feet of a devotee.
Na primer voda, s katero so oprana stopala bhakti.
That water, that's full of so much transcendental potency.
Ta voda je polna transcendentalne moči.
One time Prabhupada, did I tell this story here? One time Prabhupada came to our temple.
Enkrat je Prabhupada prišel v naš tempel.
And we had a marathon before Prabhupada, book distribution marathon before Prabhupada came, and our temple president said, whoever wins the book marathon, the two devotees who are the top two get in the book marathon, they get to wash Prabhupada's feet when he comes.
Takrat so imeli maraton deljenja knjig in Prabhupada je uljubil, da dva, ki zmagata, ki bosta najboljša, bosta dobila možnost, da umijete njegovo lotosovo stopalo.
So,
in tako,
guess who won the marathon?
Uganite, kdo je zmagal v maratonu? Brahmini Maharaj ki.
I didn't mean to be like that. But anyway, me and my godbrother Bhugarbha, we won the marathon.
Yes, my brat Bhugarbha, Bhugarbha has won the marathon.
Because we used to like to read Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Rada sa nam izbrala Chaitanya Charitamrita.
That was our inspiration to distribute books. And Chaitanya Charitamrita just come out.
Bila je nam dih za deljenje knjig. Ravno takrat je šla.
So we were reading Chaitanya Charitamrita one day on Sankirtan and we read, you know, that the dust of the lotus feet of a pure devotee, the water that has washed his feet, and the prasadam from his plate are very conducive for developing pure love of God.
In prebrala sva v Chaitanya Charitamriti, da prah z lotosovih stopal čistega bhakte, voda, s katero se umita njegova stopala, in prasadam z njegovega krožnika so zelo ugodni za povečanje danega služenja.
So when our temple president, you know, came up with this idea, that the two best book distributors could wash Prabhupada's feet, you know, ding-a-ling, we remember their time. Whatever happens, you know, we are going to get that water.
Ko je predsednik našega templja prišel na dan s to idejo, da zmagovalec umiva stopala, sva mi dva rekla, sva prebrala to Chaitanya Charitamrita že prej in sva si mislila, na vsak način moramo priti do te vode.
And we also remember that Bhaktivinoda had said, beg, borrow or steal, but get the nectar.
Spomnila se tudi, da je Bhaktivinoda tako rekel, prosi, ukradi ali pa se sposodi, ampak na vsak način dobi nektar.
So I will make a confession now, my temple president, if you're here, you remember how the Mahaprasadam used to disappear every night from the room? It was me.
Zdaj se bom spovedal, moj dragi predsednik templja, če si slučajno tukaj, tisti Mahaprasadam, ki je izginil z pladnja, krivec sem bil jaz.
He asked you some wonder, he said, put under locks and keys and everything like that, and who's stealing it? But before we were a devotee, we used to do some things like this, you know. Steal a few cars, you know. We dovetailed it in Krishna's service.
Yeah. Čudili so se, kako je to mogoče, zaklepali so se mogoče ključavnice, so dejali gor, ampak nismo imeli ene sposobnosti pred
času pred zavestjo Krišne, smo počasih ukradli kakšen avto ali kaj takega. Zdaj pa smo to samo vključili v Krišnovi službi.
Don't tell anybody, keep it a secret, just between you and me.
Nikomor ne povejte, ne to ostane skrivnost, ne ostane med nami.
So we used a little trickery to win the marathon.
Preparabila smo nekaj trikov, da bi zmagala na maratonu.
I'm an old man now, I'm getting almost 50, so I'll let all my secrets out now.
Jaz sem že zdaj starejši, bližam se 50-im, zato lahko povem vse skrivnost.
All of you young boys.
Za vse vaš mladeniče.
We planned the marathon, because I was the Sankirtan leader, so I planned the marathon.
Naredili smo načrt za maraton, jaz sem bil Sankirtan leader, vodja Sankirtan skupine.
So I made everyone go out at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Naredil sem stvari tako, da je vsak šel ven ob 6 zjutraj.
And then they had to be back by 8 o'clock at night.
Nazaj pa so prihajali ob 8 zvečer.
Then we would take some prasadam.
Potem smo pojedli nekaj prasadama.
And everybody had to be in bed by 9.
In vsi so morali biti v postelji do 9.
Right, so me and Bogarbe, we'd follow, we'd come back, we'd the first ones back.
Iz Bogarbe smo prišla prva nazaj.
We'd take prasadam.
So pojedla prasadam.
We'd be the first one under our covers.
So bila prva pod, prva smo prišla spati.
So everyone would follow our example.
Vsi so sedili na en primer.
And by 9:30, we'd be back in our van. Vroom, we go back out on Sankirtan. We distribute from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock.
V 9:30 pa sva se vrnila v kombi in sva šla spet ven. In na 10. dani zjutraj spet delila knjige.
So, you know, everyone would, in those days, we would count all the money the next morning. We wouldn't turn it in the evening. We'd all turn the money in the morning. Devotees were amazed. How many books you have distributed? Easy, Prabhu, just enthusiasm, desire.
In takrat denarja nismo oddajali zvečer, ampak zjutraj smo prešteli vse in bakti so se samo čudili, koliko denarja imate in mi smo rekli, vse to počasi, entuzijazem.
So, easy to win that marathon, no problem. So finally, Temple Bhagavad said, the winners of the marathon are Indradumadas Adhikari. Adhikari. And Buddhavadas Adhikari, all the brahmacharis. Attached householders. Ha ha ha
ha. Takrat, ko je prišel dan proglasitve, je predsednik tem rekel, zmagovalca sta Dravim Das Adhikari in Bukharba Das Adhikari in vsi brahmačari so pokali od zavisti, ti navezani grehaste.
Then you have to go like this. So then Prabhupada came to the temple.
Potem je prišel Prabhupada to temple.
And those were the most wonderful days when Prabhupada would come to the temple.
In to so bili najčudovitejši dnevi, ko je Prabhupada prišel v temple.
Because we only saw Prabhupada maybe once or twice a year.
Prabhupada smo namreč videvali samo enkrat ali dvakrat
na leto. So he would come to the temple, you know, we'd repaint the whole temple and just recover everything and just, you know, chant around, Hare Krishna, Prabhupada's coming, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Try to perfect everything so when Prabhupada walked in, it would be the spiritual world.
Takrat smo poskusili vse prinesti do popolnosti, se smo ponovno popleskali, vse preoblekli, zjutraj smo mantrali kroge, Hare Krishna, Prabhupada prihaja in da bi bilo vse popolno in ko bi Prabhupada prišel, da bi prišel v duhovni svet.
Actually, we didn't even have to try to do that because as soon as Prabhupada came into the temple, it became the spiritual world.
V bistvu se sploh ne bi bilo treba truditi, ker ko je Prabhupada prišel, je takoj mesto postalo duhovni svet.
So, then in that year, we had installed, the year before Prabhupada had come, we'd installed Radha Parasishwara, Radha Krishna deities.
In leto dni pred nje Prabhupada prišel, smo instalirali ravno božanstva Radha Parasishwara.
So Prabhupada was very attached to those deities.
In Prabhupada bil zelo navezan na ta božanstva.
When we were installing Radharani, then the marble, there was a little mark, a little like a pink mark in the marble here. And from a distance it looked like a like something was on top of, like a little rose petal or some dust was there or something.
In Radharani je imela nek, kot nekakšen rožnat madež, nekaj takega na obrazu, ki je bil videti oddaleč kot nek listič od vrtnice ali prah, nekaj takega.
So when we were installing the deities, Prabhupada was sitting here and the deities were being installed maybe about that far away at the window.
In ko smo instalirali božanstvo, so bila božanstva približno tako daleč kot okno od tukaj.
And we were bathing Radharani with water.
Mi smo kopali Radharani z vodo.
And I was praying to Krishna, please Krishna, help me understand that you're a deity, that you're really here, you're not just marble, help, I was just a new devotee.
Ja sem prosil Krishna da mi pomaga, da vidim, Krishna prosim te pomagam, da vidim, da si zares to božanstvo, ja sem bil šele mladi bhakta.
Right, I'm bathing Radharani, help me understand that you're actually here, I'm just a new devotee, please give me your mercy.
Kako ne razumem, da si dejansko tukaj, prosim te, daj mi milost.
So then I looked over at Prabhupada and Prabhupada was looking very closely. He saw that little mark, he thought it was some dirt. So he got off his vyasasana and very carefully came over. He started rubbing around it on his face like this, very carefully to try to get that. And that time, at that moment I realized, actually this is not a statue. This is directly Krishna and Radha. Because Prabhupada had so much devotion, so much feeling. He wasn't like me, you know. Rah, rah. He was just, shh. And I was going, wow, thank you Prabhupada. Teaching me that Krishna is actually here.
Nekrat je Prabhupad stal z vyasasana in je šel do Šrimati Radharani, videl je tisti madež in je počasi stopil do Šrimati Radharani in je poskušal pobrisati s prsti tale madež, ampak to je počel s takšno danostjo, tako nežno, da sem dejansko dejal, da sta tukaj. Krishna in Šrimati Radharani sta dejansko tukaj.
He did everything with so much devotion. Every little thing, being in little things, it was all with pure devotion.
Vse dela z veliko vdavnosti, vsako majhno stvar.
So then, the next year Prabhupada came, and when he saw Krishna, you could see there was so much feeling, he had so much feeling.
Naslednje leto, ko je prišel, se je bilo mogoče videti, da je v njem bilo veliko čustva.
So the first thing, he sat on the vyasasana, and he started chanting Jaya Radha Madhava prayers.
Prva stvar, ki je naredil, je to, da je sedel za vyasasana in je začel pet Radha Madhava.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janavalaba Girivaradadi Gopi. And when he said that, then he went into trance.
Potem, ko prišel do besede Gopi, spet je padel v trance.
And Prabhupada started shaking, and tears started flowing from his eyes like torrents of rain.
In takrat se začel trest in iz oči so mu lile solze kot hudovernike.
And I was sitting right there.
Jaz pa sem sedel tik pred njim.
And it was like, you know, it was like being in Vrindavan. I've never had an experience like that. You're just being in the presence of a pure devotee who's, you know, somehow we're manifesting those ecstatic symptoms. And probably all of us, you could hear a pin drop. Everything was completely silent. Prabhupada just, and after about a long time, maybe 1 minute, and Hare Krishna, chant Hare Krishna. And we felt so blessed that we've been able to witness some real manifestation of pure love.
In tako je, vsi smo sedeli odzuna in smo bili osupli. Bilo je tako tiho, da bi lahko slišali iglo pasti na tla. In čutili smo se zelo blagoslovljene, da je Prabhupad nam omogočil, da vidimo takšen prizor. Šele čez kakšno minuto se je Prabhupad vrnil in je rekel Hare Krishna, pojte Hare Krishna.
So then we had the foot bathing ceremony.
Potem temu je sledila ceremonija umivanja stopal.
So me in Bogarva, we're so eager to wash Prabhupada's feet.
Iz Bogarva so si tako želela, da umiva njegovo lotosovo stopala.
Right, so we'd gone out on Sundays to do extra collecting. We bought a big, you know, the temple president said, get a modest little bowl like this. We got a big silver bowl, very expensive, and a big pitcher of water.
In predsednik tajem tudi rekel, da prinesem eno majhno posodo, takšno, da pa sva kupila eno veliko, drago posodo in velik vrč vode.
So he wanted to do everything very properly for Prabhupada. So Bhagarbha was up in the kitchen, you could, from the, where we were, you could, a little window to the kitchen. So I was down there and I said, okay, now bring the water. He had it just at the perfect temperature. Would it be too cold or too hot for Prabhupada's lotus feet? And I saw him, he put a few flower petals in, a little perfume. And he brought it down. It was time to wash Prabhupada's feet.
od tam, kjer smo bili, je bilo mogoče videti v kuhinjo skozi okno, tam je bil garba in sem mu nakazal, pokazal, da prinese vodo, se gre na ravno napravo temperaturo, da ni bila prehladna niti prevroča, pa je vodo nekaj cvetnih lističev in parfum in potem je prinesel.
So then they kirtan. Shri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadma Bandamui Savadana. And we start washing Prabhupada's feet. Bhagavan's holding the bowl and I'm washing. Not one drop missed the bowl. Everything, this and massaging Prabhupada's. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. So then it was halfway through the kirtan, we finished washing Prabhupada's feet.
And potem se začel kirtan. Bogarba je držal stopala, jaz sem umival in kakšna kapljica je padla mimo in na pol kirtana smo končali že z umivanjem stopala.
So generally what you do, you get up and you take the bowl and you just splash everyone. So all the devotees were waiting. You took that bowl and you ran upstairs.
Kar se ponovali naredi, je to, da en bakta vzame to posodo in poškropi bakte po glavah s to vodo. Kar pa smo vila naredila, posoda sva vzela in sva stekla gor po stopnicah z njo.
And we were too quick, the devotees couldn't figure out what was going on for a minute.
In bila sva prehitra bakte in nisem mogli...
Finally wondered, hey, we're taking the doctor upstairs! About half the temple room ran up after us.
Potem, ko so videli, da sva odnesla nektar, je pol templja steklo za nami.
But we had the whole thing planned out.
Ampak je bila sva vse že naprej načrtovana.
I got to the main office and very quickly and deftly I pulled the key out to the main office, opened the door, we walked in, slammed the door behind us and locked it.
Ampak, ker sem imela vse že načrtovano naprej, sem izvlekel ključ od glavne pisarne in odklenil zaloputne vrata, zaklenil.
Right, and then you heard the body is all piling into the door. They ran in.
In potem ste lahko slišali tup, kako so se bakte.
Hey, open up, we want some of the nectar, open up.
Odprita, mi tudi hočemo nektar.
I said to Bhagavan, we're sitting down next to the door, I said, do you hear anything?
In sem rekel Bhagavan, ali ti kaj slišiš?
He said, no, I don't.
No, mi rekel, ne.
He said, do you?
And
we're sitting against the door. I said, I just hear the blowing of the wind.
Stala pa smo na vratih in tu je udarilo po njih. In sem rekel, ne, samo slišim pihanje vetra.
So I said, let's get down to business.
Potem sem rekel, prijedeva k poslu.
So from our kurtas, we both pulled out a cup like this. We each had a cup.
In potem izpod kurte sva izvlekla takšen kozarec.
And I said, let me do the honors first. So I poured a cup for him, and he poured a cup for me. Sarira vidya javitam javitam jive pere visaya sagare dharmaji jiviyati loba maya sadharmati tekejita kotini samsare Krishna Dharamai Kari Bhai Jiva Jai Swapa Sadam Velo Bhai Sanam Mitha Bhai Hare Krishna Guru Bhai Hare Krishna Guru Bhai. Actually, we were doing in a great mood of great awe and reverence, but it's just some fun to think about it again.
Yeah, potem ste si vsak drug drugemu ste si dala kozarce in ste odpela pesem in ste počela to zelo z veliko vdanostjo in spoštovanjem.
So we spent a long time, we just, you know, it took so, we just drank so slowly.
In trajalo je to tako dolgo, pila se zelo počasi.
Look about. Well, at least the kirtan was still going. Must have been there about 45 minutes drinking, you know, a little cup. And there was just a couple drops left. So then I took one drop and he took the last drop.
In potem pila se zelo počasi, vse 45 minut, ker se je še vedno trajal. In na koncu sem jaz za predzadnjo kapljico, pa zadnjo.
The water that washed the feet of a pure devotee. We were so full.
voda, ki jo mi nastopala čistega bhakta bilasa, tako polna.
I mean, it was a miracle that a human being could drink that much water.
To je bil čudež, da človeško bitje lahko spije toliko vode.
So then I took the key, opened the door. Brahmachari is tumbling. Where is it?
Potem sem odklenil vrata in so se prikotili noter Brahmachari. In so rekli, kje je nekta?
And I said to Bhagavata, where's what?
In sem vprašal Bhagavata,
he said, what are you looking for?
Kaj iščete sploh?
We're looking for the water that washed Prabhupada's feet.
Iščemo vode, s katero se bila umita, še ne prava pa da vode svoje stopala.
If only you told us.
Če bi ne vse povedali.
Anyway, then we went back downstairs. So that, because of that nectar, we've been able to remain in Krishna consciousness all these years.
In zaradi tega nektarja je bilo mogoče, da ostanemo v zavesti Krišne.
And we pray that by that nectar that washed Srila Prabhupada's feet, we will also have the privilege of serving his lotus feet again one day in the spiritual world.
In prosimo, da po milosti tega nektarja bi dobili priložnost za nekaj dni ponovno služiti njegovo lotosovo stopala v duhovnem svetu.
So that is called causeless mercy.
In temu se pravi brezročna milost.
That we don't really deserve it, but the Lord and his pure devotees are so kind, they just freely bestow this mercy upon all of us.
Tega si v resnici ne zaslužimo, ampak Gospodin, njegov čisti bhakta, to enostavno prosto nam razdelite.
Although ahanyahani bhutani, everyone is destined towards the kingdom of death, and as a result of all their materialistic activities, you know, their life becomes inauspicious.
Čeprav je vsakomor sojeno, da odide v kraljevstvo smrti.
Lord Chaitanya intervenes.
Gospod Chaitanya poseže vmes.
We are all destined to Brahmanda Brahmatikon Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasad Bhai Bhakti Lata Bij. We are destined by our materialistic activities to take birth after birth after birth.
Zaradi materialistične dejavnosti nam je sojeno, da se rejevamo spet in spet, rojstvo za rojstvom.
But somehow other Lord Chaitanya, he intervenes and gives us that real sweet medicine of the holy name.
Ampak Gospod Chaitanya poseže vmes in nam da ta sladki nektar svetega imena.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So we shouldn't be offended when the sadhus use strong words to describe our position in this material world. We should accept such words very soberly and graciously.
Ne bi se smeli torej čutiti užaljene, ko svetniki uporabijo ostre besede, da bi opisali naš položaj v materialnem svetu. Moramo biti hvaležni.
It's good for them to point out where we are out in material existence.
Dobro je, da nam povejo, kje smo, na kakšnem položaju v materialnem svetu.
But we should know that after their strong words, there's always the sweet medicine. Devotional service.
Moramo se tudi zavedati, da po njihovih ostrih besedah vedno pride tudi zdravila.
Just like Lord Chaitanya was strong like a thunderbolt and soft like a rose.
Kakor Gospod Chaitanya, na primer, on je bil oster kot strela in mehek kot vrtnica.
So there may be the strong thunderbolt, the strong preaching, but then there's always the soft rose.
Morda lahko ostro pridigam, ampak zatem temu sledijo blage besede.
So that soft rose is very sweet.
Da mehka vrtnica je zelo sladka.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. It's very sweet, dancing in ecstasy. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Yadavaya Madhavaya Kesavaya Nama He Gopal Govinda Ram Shimadu Sudan Girin Hari Gopinath Madanamo. Dancing is sweet and prasadam is sweet. So this is our process. The sweet medicine of Lord Chaitanya. Chanting, dancing, little philosophy, and then some prasadam.
Torej, pete in ples je zelo sladko in to je ravno naš proces, in prav tako prasadam. Je to naš proces. Najprej pojemo in plešemo, potem imamo filozofije in na koncu prasadam.
And this can change even the most animalistic men into dancing pure devotees of the Lord.
In to lahko spremeni še največjega materialista, plešočega gospodovega bhakta.
If Lord Chaitanya did it with real lions, and real bears and real monkeys and real deer in the Jarikanda forest. He got them all chanting Hare Krishna. He got them all to be pure devotees. And certainly, he can do it with all of us as well.
Če gospod Chaitanya lahko to naredil z pravimi tigri in mevi in medvedi in srnami, potem je gotovo to lahko naredi tudi z nami.
So let us willingly drink this nectar of Lord Chaitanya's medicine.
Zato sami prostovoljno pijemo ta nektar milosti gospoda Chaitanya.
So now we've chanted and we've danced a little bit. We haven't danced much, but we... And we've heard a little philosophy, so now we'll put the final touch, we'll take some nice Krishna prasad.
Torej, peli smo, plesali nismo ravno veliko, slišali smo malo filozofije, zdaj pa bomo še zaželi Krišno prasadam.
Gantara Shima Bhagavatam ki
Jai!
Shila Prabhupada ki
Jai!
Shishi Gornitai ki
Jai!
Golok Pindan Harinam Sen Kirtan Yagya ki
Jai!
Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki
Jai!
Back home, back to Godhead ki
Jai!
Gaur Premanandi!
Hare Krishna.
Indra
Dhiva Swami! Ki! Jai! So, where do all the guests take prasadam here?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I didn't take prasadam today either. Actually, I was so busy, I didn't eat. The only thing I had was this water during the lecture. So, I'll take prasadam with all the guests. And then afterwards, can we have more kirtan? Yes? Are you sure? Are you really sure?
Yes!
You really want the nectar?
Yes!
Okay, so let's take prasadam, and then, Hare Nama.